Kim, thanks. It's the return, everybody, of our friend Eric Zorn, Chippy Tribune columnist Eric Zorn. Why did you go with Chippy?
Somebody wrote me a letter last week describing my... I wrote her an update as to our, my life, and she said I sounded chirpy, which is...
Chirpy
which,
doesn't which sound is, good at all.
Not, chirpy isn't me, so I thought, should I be chirpy? No, I'm actually, I feel more chippy, like ready to fight, ready to tangle. So.
I feel dippy.
Well, it's a combination. Yeah. Chippy is a combination of chirpy and dippy.
I think it might be.
I can name all seven of the dwarfs.
Go.
Ready?
I'm Doc.
Are you Doc?
I'm Doc.
I'm Bitchy. Wasn't there a dwarf Bitchy?
I think they cut him out of the movie, but originally there was an eighth dwarf. Yeah. That's when Disney wasn't ready for controversy. They just weren't ready. Haven't seen you in a couple of weeks. Have the last couple of weeks been good for you, Eric?
They have been. Yes. I got away to Pittsburgh for Thanksgiving. And
family members of yours or Johanna's?
Johanna's mom is living in Pittsburgh, and we took our son Ben back to college via Pittsburgh.
How did that go? Was that good?
It went great. It was really terrific to see him. He didn't come home and reject all my values.
Oh, which well, that's, was, a, which that's was progress.
Because nice, I was kind of thinking that might happen over Thanksgiving.
No, there wasn't enough time.
In his freshman year. But he did come back. He left, and I was probably a better musician than he was, and he came back, and now he's better than I am.
So, oh, is that hard for you to stomach?
Yeah, it's actually, of course, I'm very proud of him for upping his game.
Well, you
like
want
that.
Your kids, oh, yes. Whatever you're doing, you want your kids naturally to do, if they're doing it, do it better, right? Does
yeah.
that make sense?
Yeah. No, it was very cool to see that he was being very patient with me about the notes I was playing and so on. So it was really cool.
Wow.
It
was,
nice fiddle jam.
He's actually really quite good now, and I'm still the same old skill level. So
my husband's so like that with Michael playing guitar. They would do stuff together, and Jim will just go, I was never that good.
Yeah,
but in practice,
but
and
it's
they're
very
younger.
Cool. I mean, at one point, at some level, you think like, well, wait a minute, kid, come on, I got you, I taught you everything I know,
right.
And now this, now you repay me with this talent of yours.
Who needs that?
And Johanna was saying to me, she's like, well, why is that? And I said, well, I think you know, some of it is just. He's just good at it. Another thing is that he's got this dexterity of youth
that
I no longer have. That he can do things with his fingers that I just can't anymore.
I just hope when Bill's girls start collecting toys, they have a bigger collection
than
you.
Wouldn't that be great? Yeah. That would be
no,
fantastic.
You would steal from them.
Dad, you just have
I would. I would definitely steal from them. I'm not even going to pull punches. There have been so many big stories here in town and nationally since we've talked to you last. If you wouldn't mind, Eric, let's start out with the Laquan McDonald story, which is just plain awful.
It is just awful. And the thing that strikes me is, I mean, it would have been bad if we had seen this video 2 or 3 weeks after it had happened. What just makes the whole thing terrible is that it was 400 days.
Right.
You know, 13 months before we saw what happened here.
That's why I believe we should not have seen the video. I really believe we
should have been held back.
Yes, we didn't need to see it, but I think the same result should have happened where the officer was arrested. But why did we need to see it?
Well, we need to see it because as a matter of principle, you need to have these things be public record. You can't hide
these. Why don't
these
they
things?
Say, we watched the video, here's what happened.
Oh, trust us, we're from the government?
No, this police officer was obviously not in danger or fear for his life because there were 5, 6, 8 other cars around. He just got out of the car and shot, so we are going to arrest him for attempted murder.
I read about this video for several weeks before it came out. I mean, it was clearly rumbling. John Cassidy done a column saying, look out, Chicago, this video is coming. And I still wasn't quite ready for watching it and seeing just how gratuitous that shooting was, how that cop gets out of the car.
Doesn't even hesitate, it appears.
He was like 3 or 4 seconds before he's emptying his gun into this kid. And I mean, I think that seeing that really does underscore how unnecessary it was and how horrible that shooting was. But again, to think this video, Superintendent McCarthy had seen this video several days after it happened. The state's attorney's office had seen this video. The federal government, the Department of Justice had seen this video. I'm hoping that Mayor Emanuel, he says he didn't see it, but he gave the family $5 million. The family didn't even have to file a lawsuit. They basically gave him $5 million.
And the family who didn't even really raise him. That's my other question.
Yeah.
This kid in and out of foster homes, why does the biological mother get the money when she wasn't helping him?
You think they'd have split it up among the foster families that helped the kid. But yeah, I mean, certainly it was terrible and that, you know, I don't have any problem with that settlement necessarily, but what I do have a problem with is how this all happened, how the city council voted for it. And the black alderman and the white alderman rubber stamped this $5 million settlement. I don't believe that the mayor didn't see the video.
I don't either.
I can't believe that he couldn't have. But if he didn't, I think he was negligent. How do you give $5 million of your own constituents' money
over
to his family?
Listen, no need to see this. Keep your hands clean.
But come on. You're the mayor. You know, how busy are you? How long did that video take to watch? It was like a minute.
Right.
The central part of that video is a minute long.
Officer Van Dyke has, to put it politely, a checkered past. Why isn't there some system that kicks in when somebody is a problem child? Why did it take so long and end so drastically? Why didn't somebody say, hey, here's a guy with a really bad record. We got to take a look at this guy.
Well, you remember he was on desk duty for a year.
Yeah.
He didn't have a gun, but they paid him, I think. You know,
why not fire him?
But that happened after the McDonald's shooting, right?
Right. Well, what this whole incident, and you know, Wendy said, why do you have to see the video? The video galvanizes people. The video gets people excited. It gets people focused on the changes that need to be made, in the everyday review process.
But it incites hatred.
Yeah, but maybe some good. I mean, I do think some good will come of that. I think that these kind of incidents they are the cumulative effect down the line is going to be that we're going to have a more transparent, more accountable process of reviewing citizen complaints against police. I think that we are going to have better equipment. We're going to have the body cameras. We're going to have microphones that are actually turned on, so we can hear what happens.
There's audio. I mean, you can hear the sirens.
There isn't audio. See, the thing is, these are dash cam videos, and I think there may be some mild audio in the background of those. But the audio that you get, remember the Sandra Bland case down in Texas where the cop pulls over the woman and they get into a fight and she killed herself in jail? You heard the entire exchange between the officer and the woman in the car because he had a microphone clipped to his
A lavalier mic kind of
exactly
thing.
And that's battery powered, and evidently what they're saying is that the batteries weren't correctly installed, not only in Officer Van Dyke's microphone, but a bunch of the other cops on the scene didn't have theirs on either.
Come we're hearing the sirens?
Well, because I think there may be some audio component to the dash cam videos that is maybe just on the outside of the car. I don't know where the sound is, but you don't hear any of the officers talking.
Is it safe to assume, because there was a buyout in this case, they paid them off, that's going on a lot more frequently than we know?
Well, all the payoffs are certainly public record.
Yeah.
And most of the time it's in response to a suit, and the city will get a lawsuit and they'll say, you know what, we can take this to trial, but the expense of a trial and the downside risk of going to trial, of course, is you get a huge judgment. I mean, who knows what a jury would have done with this case? If you get a sympathetic family up there and you get this execution on video, $5 million is probably pretty cheap.
I have a question too about the other officers responding to the call that pulled up. I know that there is a fraternal order of police, and I know that people stick together, but I was talking to my 12-year-old son Dylan about this, and I said, okay, so you're a police officer and your partner does something horrific.
Yeah.
Do you go back and tell the sergeant, listen, I hate to do this, but I got to tell you, something was not right? And Dylan said, absolutely. And I said, I know that police officers stick up for one another, and the majority of the cops are great, and they put themselves in danger for us every single minute of their day.
Yeah.
I understand that. But just, I'm shocked that no other officer said something like, listen, I got to fess up. This was bad.
One of them may have, because the reason this story became public at all, it got beyond just the first day's coverage, was that somebody dropped a dime on Jamie Calvin, who's an independent journalist and investigator, that hey, this ain't right. You got to look at the autopsy report. You got to try to find this video that was there. So somebody did, and it was presumably a police officer, although it might have been one of the witnesses. One of the outrageous facts about this case that's coming to light is that, or allegations about this case, is that the police didn't take the names of the witnesses who were there, and instead they shooed them away. There's also this other issue of the video at Burger King, right? The Burger King surveillance
cameras. The edited
cameras.
Video.
Well, And that video probably wouldn't have shown the actual shooting, but it would have shown events leading up to the shooting and also events after the shooting. And what that video might have shown is police getting rid of the witnesses, telling them to go away, not taking their names. There was a cover-up that happened after this happened clearly, because the police, the statement that came from the Fraternal Order of Police, the union, was that Laquan McDonald lunged at the police officer, and that's why he had to fire. That video removes any doubt that that happened. Now, yeah. I don't think that the union representative wasn't on the scene. He took the word of the officers he talked to. Those officers were participating in this cover-up of this crime. I think it's got to go deeper. They've got to find out who among those officers, who went into that Burger King, as you point out, there's part of it missing. 86 minutes of video is missing from their surveillance from before and after the shooting. And Anita Alvarez says, well, there's no evidence that there was any tampering done. Well, it's like coming home. You come home from vacation, you find your TV set gone, and they say, there's no evidence of a burglary.
Right.
Well, what do you mean? This one thing is missing that ought to have been there. It's appalling, and that's why this is such a big story, which is not, I mean, what we can understand, one officer, I mean, we can understand, we can certainly put this into a framework. One officer has a bad day or, you know, and fires his gun when he shouldn't, misperceives a threat. You know, that's always going to happen. We're never going to stop that. But what we can stop, what we can change is the culture around that, Wendy, that you point out, this cover-up, this idea that no one's going to tell the truth. And that,
how could you sleep at night? Like, Bill, if you did something so heinous,
yeah.
I couldn't. I'm sorry. I'm right. A rat. I couldn't sleep and live with myself for not turning you in.
So do your heinous things when you have a guest host.
I would do it. Yeah,
when I'm on vacation.
That's the only way to do it. All right. More of this sort of discussion coming up next. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And our friend Eric Zorn sitting in on WGN. Eric Zorn is here. We're discussing the Laquan.
He's chippy.
He is very chippy.
Yeah,
you can't deny that.
Don't cross me today.
We're discussing the Laquan McDonald story that just gets weirder and weirder as time goes on. A lot of people want to talk about it, Eric. We're 312-981-7200.
And Dave has an interesting question. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Eric and Wendy and Bill, thank you for covering this. A real quick couple of questions. One, the only thing that we saw that took place amazes me is that when he was down, nobody went over to check on his live ability. They kicked away the knife, and that was about it. Secondly,
and was that the officer who shot him who walked over to kick out?
No, his partner.
Oh, okay.
It was another officer. The other second question that I want to throw out is they keep talking about the lunge. He lunged. He was high on PCP, yada, yada, yada. How do you get that question answered? You do an autopsy and then you find out, unless he had volunteered, I'm high on PCP and I'm going to lunge at you, we're going to shoot you.
Right. They didn't know the PCP till after the fact. So when he was shot,
I'm up in an autopsy.
Good points. We have to let you go, though, Dave, because we're running out of time. So listen for Eric, the chippy Eric Zorn's comments on that.
Well, you're clearly correct. That you'll say, when you say that he lunged at him, again, there's no evidence of that at all.
He was walking away from the officers.
The officer, that was shown that was just a lie. And so the cops lied. and it's very disappointing. And again, it's going to happen, but what you have to have is in place. You have to have investigatory systems and transparency and that kind of thing so that you can catch this kind of stuff so that it doesn't happen.
I have a question. When the officers or whoever came to Burger King and said, can we have access to your video? Of course you hand it over. You don't need a search warrant for that, do you?
Well, there's a system there, and apparently they asked for the password, and the manager on duty had to call the regional manager to get the password.
Because that's where I would say, we'll make you a copy
right,
and give it to you. Don't take the original, because look what happened.
But you got a bunch of officers coming in right after a shooting saying, we need to see this right
it's
away
imposing.
To see what's going on. You know, you're fairly intimidated by it. Yeah,
technically
you should. But, you know, obviously Burger King has nothing to hide. They say, yeah, sure, look at our, yes, if this can help you out, we want to be a good member of the community. I think if I were the manager of the Burger King, I'd say, sure. I wouldn't expect them to go in. And
do you think someone's going to, people said Anita Alvarez will lose her job, or Superintendent McCarthy, or even Mayor Emanuel. Do you think anyone will lose their job over this?
I think Superintendent McCarthy will.
Do you?
I do. Anita Alvarez is running for re-election. She's got a primary in March against a very creditable opponent, Kim Fox, who's got a good resume. So that's going to be a very interesting race. And Mayor Emanuel will stay, and he was just reelected this year. He's got three more years, and I see absolutely no chance.
Is that why the delay?
Well, there's certainly a school of thought that says that he did not settle with his family until after after the election. And that's why it didn't happen. That's why it was delayed. Ben Jarefsky in The Reader makes the point that if he had just come out like a year ago now and said, let's see this video, let's get a prosecution going, he could have been the hero. It wouldn't have cost him the election. It would have been a heroic move on his part.
There were rallies and protests and demonstrations the last couple of days, as you would expect. But can you imagine what will happen should, for some reason, they find Van Dyke innocent or he skates for whatever reason?
Well, I don't think that could happen.
I don't think that
would hope not.
I would. Yes, I mean you can imagine that. It seems to me.
I'll be right out there protesting with everyone.
It's going to be interesting whether they can get a first degree murder charge to stick. Now, first degree murder is a higher threshold than a killing. I mean, it's not just bad judgment.
Right.
There's malice aforethought into him killing Laquan McDonald. It could have been though that Alvarez made sure that she had the highest charge. They can negotiate down from that.
Yeah.
I would not give strong odds that they're going to get a first degree conviction. But I'm sure. Well, I'm not sure, but I would suspect strongly that it's going to be a conviction of some sort. You're right. If he's acquitted, yeah, that's going to be
a problem.
As I said, and as I will continue to say, I know that a police officer that goes out there and faces dangerous situations every day as part of their job to protect us, I feel in my heart that, you know, 95% to 99% of them are great. There's always going to be a rogue person in any place, be it a police officer, a mailman, a radio personality.
Well, radio personalities are the worst. Yes,
the worst.
So no disrespect for police officers out there at all.
Right.
I know they just want to get home and have dinner with their family.
Sure.
Exactly. Well, that's exactly right. And I think that the good ones, I'm sure they do want systems in place. They don't want to be the one to be the guy. I'm the Serpico, the guy who
right.
rats people out. But I'm sure that they do think like it's important for them doing their job
yeah.
to have the trust of the community. And this trust has been shattered by this incident and others. And it works to everyone's advantage, which is why I'm really in favor of these cameras. I think the cameras are going to help the police officers.
So says Eric Zorn, Tribune columnist. Read him whenever you get a chance. Thank you, Eric. We'll
see
you in a week.
Nice to see you. Yeah, I'll see you next
Monday. Absolutely. Quick break. Then we'll find out what Steve Bertrand has on the Wintrust Business Lunch next. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.